At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Always follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Top of the morning to you. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. We are loaded today over the next 3 hours. A bunch of guests on the program, including Josh Applebaum, who is a VSiN sports betting analyst. He's going to come up in about 30 minutes. He'll tell us which bets that he likes in the Sweet 16 today. Pauly, last night's game for the championship of the World Baseball Classic was an all-timer. I had to watch every single second of the game, and the ending was truly as good as it gets. I mean, look, you're involved in this racket for a long, long time. You kind of drift away from being a fan in a lot of moments. I tweeted out when it was over with, and try not to overreact, when Ohtani struck out Trout to end the game, that to me was one of the best baseball moments I've had as an adult. I don't have a baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Okay.
Like, I grew up a Brewers fan, but they changed leagues, which was always weird to me. And then we had to go through the whole Ryan Braun mess. If they do well, fine, whatever. But he was so unlikable. I'm like, oh my God, get this guy away from the organization, please. That is just, I care more about my bets than I do about anything that happens to any team in baseball. So just as a fan of the sport my entire life, that's how good last night was.
Yeah. It was tweeted by many, but we've never seen anything like it, or we never will see anything like Ohtani again. 80 home runs the last couple of years, and then he strikes out a three-time MVP like that and throwing 102 miles an hour? Come on. It's ridiculous. Trout, three swinging strikes, 24 times in his career, 6,174 plate appearances.
Only 24 times.
How about that?
So he's up there gassing it at 101 in that neighborhood, maybe touching 102 if you round up a little bit. And then, because I will say, though, if Trout connects on one of those, he had the perfect swing. It's gone. I mean, that's a home run. It's going to be a tie ball game at three apiece. But then when you look at the breakdown of the pitch-by-pitch sequence, people don't even know what to call that final pitch. It's called a sweeper, like on the pitch-by-pitch log.
Moving like a wiffle ball. Like
that's exactly what it was.
In the backyard.
That was Mariano Rivera's cutter, but like times 10.
Uh-huh.
How does any hitter touch that? How?
Yeah. Not fair.
I can't wait to see the ratings from last night overall.
I got to imagine it's the most watched baseball game ever. Has to be. Most watched game ever. Was this, you felt that way after the game or just going into the game? the level of excitement was off the charts. I don't know if the game lived up to that.
No, I'm talking about
last at bat was good.
Yeah, the ninth inning.
Yeah, okay.
And then when it came down to Trout versus Ohtani.
Yeah, I was shocked at the score. Japan wins the game. They had five hits.
Yeah, I know. I thought we were going to get more runs
than
that.
USA couldn't do anything. You get the Schwarber home run off you, and that's it.
Yep.
For the most part. But great call by Lou Finocchiaro. Gave it out in February on the program about Japan's path. The easy path, and they cash plus 425. A little lower than that. Depends where you shop. But we'll see now if baseball can take advantage of this and what this can lead to and do this on a regular basis.
Yeah.
And the other thing is everyone just taking shots at the Angels.
Well,
I mean, the joke's about the Angels now.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll never stop will they even finish 500 this year? They have both guys on the team.
Here's the thing. I really would like to see them make it work there because I think everybody is convinced it's a foregone conclusion that Ohtani's going to go somewhere else and he's going to sign for...
Mets. Oh, he'll be on the Mets next year.
Dodgers, whatever, $500 million.
Yeah.
I would like to see the Angels keep it together and actually build this team up and make them a playoff contender every single year. That would be great to have Ohtani and Trout on the same team, but that appears to be a very long shot right now. And I could not help but think, like, how could baseball... You know, they're tinkering with the rules so much. They're so afraid that the sport is just long gone and it's never going to come back. And people are, if you're not in your 50s, you're not going to watch a sport anymore. And I thought, you know, they could kind of bottle this up and capitalize on this. This will never happen. I'm not even telling them that it will. But what would make people more interested in this sport would be fewer games. Because you could have moments like that. And you could put eventually the Reds and Pirates on Sunday Night Baseball. And it could be a gigantic game in June or July, and it could be 40,000 people, and they could be on their feet the entire time. Because 162 games, so many of those games for so many teams are meaningless. And they're essentially worthless then to the consumer, unless you're going to bet on this stuff and play fantasy sports. I lived in Oakland for a couple of years. That was a playoff team. It was sad and pathetic to see that living there. You can watch the games on TV or you can see like the social media reaction to live there when they were a playoff team and some games they were getting, I could do a head count and it would take 8 minutes.
Yep.
It's totally embarrassing.
Yep. Yep.
Like with a good team, the locals didn't care too many games. So that'll never happen. But if you shrink down the season.
And ownership.
Yeah, of course.
But sure. Yeah.
Of course.
I know what you're saying.
So also like the micro betting too, which could become a much bigger deal down the road, rather than, you know, we talk a lot about the game lines in the first five, and we're getting into, you know, inning by inning stuff more and more as the years progress. But this is going to become more prevalent at a lot of books, I believe, moving forward. The live odds on Trout versus Ohtani, and it was not phrased that way.
Yeah.
It was actually Trout in his fifth at bat. So I don't know if that was a sports book being careful, why they couldn't use Ohtani's name. I think they put it up in time before Ohtani actually came into the game is probably the reason why. But this is a tweet from Evan Abrams here. Good catch by him. A single was 5-1. Extra base hit was plus 420. A walk or a hit by a pitch was 6-1. The strikeout, which cash was plus 220. And the fifth plate appearance being any other outcome was plus 210. I think if you have enough time to get down and you're paying attention with your apps, this can become in moments like that. And that's not going to happen very often, but when you have a total stud on the mound taking on a really good player, that can become more popular. And now people want to bet this.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I would ask you, and Matt Vasgersian came on the show yesterday, MLB Network. He said, look, you can get Trout at 8-1 to win the MVP. I'm like, okay, that's a pretty good number. Well, he's moving down now at around 6-1 at some books this morning. Does that do anything at all to Trout? Does that piss him off more going into the season? Does he enter 2023 with even more of an edge now because his own teammate struck him out? And I'm sure he's going to lose sleep over this, I'm guessing. It's not going to sit well, right? He's a competitor.
Meh.
Or is there nothing to it?
No,
or does
no.
it?
Yeah. I'm sure I think the Eagles losing the Super Bowl bothers him more.
Bothers Trout more.
Yes. Yes. As a big Eagle fan. Mm. Right. I don't think that's something that would give him extra motivation, and I'll show you. This is a great moment.
You got the
two best going at it. And then he's just throwing the gas and then the wiffle ball slider, and that's all she wrote.
The wiffle ball slider.
Incredible. Yeah. It's not fair.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
I bet Ohtani, this goes back to championship week, I bet him at 14-1 to win the Cy Young. He's going to pitch every sixth day, in theory, not every sixth game.
Okay.
So I like that idea.
Yeah.
And I'm playing fantasy baseball. I'm back on that horse this year. So I've read a lot of projections. I've seen at least two or three people already say that he should be the number one ranked starting pitcher in fantasy baseball.
Really?
Yeah.
Our friend in Denver, Chad Andrus, had a great tweet. It'll probably be the first time, maybe other than Jordan, but when he signs his new contract, not one person will say, too much money. there won't be one person who says it. I mean, that'll be the first time. You got $500 million? Okay. He's one of the best pitchers and then
he's right.
And one of the best hitters. So he's Babe Ruth on steroids. So that's right. Not fair. Whatever he wants.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Let's give it to him.
Whatever Cohen decides to do and decides to give him. Right?
By the way, if Cohen finds out, if he really wants him, truly wants Ohtani, if he finds, let's say the Dodgers are going to offer $500, he can just say, I'll give you $6.
Yeah. Did you see the Russo rant? He's got Rembrandts in his bathroom. I mean, what is he?
Yeah.
So what is Cohen care?
Yeah.
Sure. Billions upon billions. So, right. Just let's get this done. Can you imagine? All right. We're going to have Verlander, Scherzer, and then Ohtani. And we got the other guy that we signed. And then our fifth starting pitcher is Quintana. Yeah, well, in a while on a rainy day, we'll throw him out there.
Right. We'll make it work. A deadline coming up?
Yeah.
Okay. Who can we go and get? Yeah. Go and trade for. So we have that going on, and then also the reports in the NFL about Lamar Jackson.
Let's go!
Yeah, so here's what it comes down to. According to reports, multiple sources here, Mike Florio had this, that he has a non-league rep reaching out to teams. He doesn't have an agent. That's why it's a non-league rep. He's reached out to a team or more than one team to say, we're not looking for fully guaranteed money here.
There's three big stories here. Number one, he's done with the Ravens, according to Mike Florio. Mm. Number two, the owners want no part of a guaranteed contract, fully guaranteed, because that means, Dan Patrick had that as well, that means Herbert, Hurts, and Burrow get the same thing and all hell breaks loose. Yeah. But number three, he doesn't want that. So if the Colts must pick up the phone. Someone pick up the phone and get this done now.
Well, of these teams.
That was never 100% anyways that I want a fully guaranteed deal. So he doesn't want that. Pick up the phone, say, let's talk. How about this for an offer? And then we'll give you the picks to Baltimore. Let's be our quarterback.
I'll give you a team. I'm surprised they already made a move. I think the Raiders should have been a player.
Yeah, I know.
They reached
out to Rodgers, but then they have to settle for Garoppolo.
Yep. And Garoppolo's okay. He's fine. But can he play 16, 17 games? It's unlikely. And I know they have the 7th overall pick. That's a pretty good carrot to have out there for the Ravens.
Yeah.
As a starting point, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's an arms race, especially in that division. Jimmy Garoppolo is just not going to cut it against Herbert and Mahomes. And then Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, if he can bounce back this year, they should have been a player here.
Win some. Jimmy Garoppolo, Larry Flint's Hustler Club out here offered him a lifetime VIP, $500,000 value. It's right by the stadium. I mean, it's
right there.
Good work out for him. Great house specials at Bet Rivers. First team to start 7-0 in baseball. Team that be in first place after April, and all the house specials and all the Bet Rivers squares, you're going up to $10,000. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
Win some, lose some up next. This conference is now 10-0 in the postseason. Paulie with the details coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never see me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Pauly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, here we go. Hawks, Pistons under 239, down to 236. Cash that. That's 26 games in a row that Atlanta's been within one game of 500. That is just patently absurd.
Yep.
Thunder, money line, plus 235. Big win in Los Angeles. Paul George carted out of the arena. They could miss the playoffs. They could miss going to the play-in round as well. They have a tough schedule the rest of the way. Who knows how bad that injury is and when he comes back.
I'm looking at, they're currently the 5 seed in the West.
It's only a game up though, right, in the loss column?
Well, the Lakers are the 11 seed, for example.
Correct.
Tied with the Pelicans.
Okay.
They are 2.5 games back.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But, yeah, you get in the play-in round, anything's possible. Wisconsin, plus 5, down to plus 1. Guys out for the Ducks, Wisconsin outright.
That was a crazy back-and-forth game, by the way.
Yeah, they are in the NIT semis, and the under 134 down to 131. Radford, the unders continue in all these tournaments. Radford, Charlotte under 129.5 down to 123. And here's what you mentioned. Conference USA teams, I've been singing their praises for 2 weeks. Can we get multi-bids in this league? All they do is get poor seeds and win games in the tournament. They're 10-0 straight up. North Texas
Good
plays
for them.
North Texas is in the NIT semis. Florida Atlantic's in the Sweet 16. UAB plays tonight in the quarters of the NIT. They take on Vandy to get to the semis. And the Canadians, plus 210 on the money line, they beat Tampa. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN.com. Always watch the show. See these. You got to see these tweets and videos and send stuff in. We'll put you on television. Patino was excellent yesterday at his press conference. He was awesome. My vision is to play every game at Madison Square Garden, conference-wise. It has to be a major facility. Carneseca Arena is not big enough for the brand of basketball that we're going to build. Good for him. And he also said New Yorkers don't have patience. We have to win right away.
And he will.
Yes, he will.
By year two, St. John's will be a threat. I'll ask you this, Paulie. It could be a no-brainer. Who wins a title first, St. John's or the Knicks?
Oh, God.
Who? Okay, I won't even
Knicks.
I won't say title.
Close, yeah.
Who wins a... who puts up like a banner first? Like St. John's winning the Big East or the Knicks winning their division? I'm convinced.
St. John's.
This guy does it no matter what. I've seen it. We have 30 years of evidence here.
Yeah, Oh, yeah. He's, like he said, I've earned it. They haven't won a game in the tournament since 2000.
That's going to quickly change.
That is unacceptable. There's the Patino. All right, Dan the man found this. Dan Miller. It's always Miller time. Oh, who's this, Jean-Claude Van Damme? I mean, this is sped up. Come on, Dan. It's sped up a little bit. But look at this guy. You have one, Dan. Here's a left. Can you handle the left? I mean, this guy's a lunatic here. Throwing back again. And look at the kicks now. Here he's coming in. He looks a little bit like Totoro in Big Lebowski. Jesus? Yeah? What's this day of rest stuff, huh?
It also, his kicks are like from a video game character. They're so fast and awkward.
Yes, I know.
And he's doing this like in, are those jeans? Right. Some sort of, and a flannel shirt tucked in?
Go back then when he's pounding the chair. He's going, oh, wait, we got more here. Okay, yeah. This is like a regular fellow here. He's got quick hands.
What are we looking at here? Is this guy like a YouTube sensation or?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
Oh, jeez. I can't even.
Yeah, I think the 80s were overrated, right? Jean-Claude Van Damme and Steven Seagal were some of the stars. Please. Yeah, come on. Lose some. Southern Utah, Eastern Kentucky under. No good. 156.5 down to 151. Double overtime. And Eastern Kentucky's in the title game tonight of the CBI. Thunder Clippers over 235 up to 230.5. 238.5, no good as well. Well, it happened again, thanks to the viewer who sent this in. Another problem in America on the airline. The gals putting their, again, with the hair over the seat. That's my seat. Well, you put your hair over and it's all over in my lap.
Okay, did you see the video?
Watching the screen?
Oh, there's a video of this. Where the person who is recording this with a phone, like, gently takes her hand, puts it underneath the hair, and then moves it to the side. And this person in the seat with the long hair, like, grabs it and is like, nah.
Same thing as the before, 2 weeks ago? Same type of move?
Is it?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but this is a different one, as I understand it. But the blonde, Chris Andrews, who is a bookmaker at the South Point, was in the hospital. He's doing okay. But a guy sent him get well wishes on Twitter, and then also sent him an article. Because Chris is a bookmaker. He's in the hospital, but a hospital bookie facing charges. A patient was arraigned Tuesday on charges of conducting a $50 a day bookmaking operation from his hospital bed by taking bets from other patients. Police said the guy had been running the operation for several months. His downfall came when a wife of a patient who had lost reported his activities to police. The guy was confined to the hospital 19 months. He was scheduled for discharge within a few weeks. Oh, what a bad beat.
So now what happens to him?
Cleaning up.
Whisked away to prison?
I'm out.
Right,
oh, I
got
to go back
bed?
In. Yeah, sure. Sure. All right, excellent. And then this is awesome. About, you know, will you stop it here? This is a top 20 dog video. You know, I'm trying to take a nap, huh? And this guy's laying down and his buddy, he just goes from couch to couch, chair to chair, and just running laps on the couch and jumping over his friend. And he doesn't move the whole time. Frankly, it ends after about 10 seconds, 20 seconds. And then he just lays down and says, okay, that's good. Hopping over him, running wild, and getting his routine in. Good for him. One bad beat, North Texas, Oklahoma State under. Went to overtime, and the mean green got it done. Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
Okay, so what I'm going to do here, Paulie, is I'm going to draw a line through the three teams near the top of the draft that are in the market for a quarterback. And we're talking about, you know, teams that could potentially add Lamar Jackson. For the sake of this conversation, we'll take out the Panthers, the Texans, and the Colts. Okay?
You're taking the Colts out?
Yeah, just assuming that they're going to take a quarterback in the draft. Okay. So if you eliminate those three teams, here's really what the list boils down to. Patriots? Could they get involved? We all know how much Bill Belichick loves Lamar Jackson. Mm. Said it before. He's very difficult to defend.
You see Devin McCourty? Half the guys wanted Zappe, half wanted Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. So could that be possible with the Patriots?
Uh-huh. Love them, yeah.
Titans?
Yeah.
Okay. Those are
Tannehill makes a ton of cash, but yeah.
Yeah. Those are the only two teams in the AFC that really make any sense whatsoever. In the NFC, the Commanders, why not?
They're home run.
That has to be. That's number one on my list.
Brissett and Howell? Come on.
No, no. You got to make a move for, especially before selling the team. Hey, put the Vikings on the list. Could they make a move here?
They could. They could also take Hooker.
Yeah, he's climbing the charts
big
time, by the way.
He should go first round, right?
A lot of people have him pegged like early second now.
Right.
But a lot of people, in terms of their big board, they have Hooker like third best in the draft.
His track record is horrendous, but Chris Sims says, what's the difference between Bryce Young and DTR? He said, I think there's a big difference.
Oh,
says,
is that right?
Says if you flip teams, it's not even close.
You mean
you put DTR in Alabama and Bryce Young on UCLA?
Are you talking about his track record with quarterbacks coming into the draft?
We love Zach Wilson.
Yeah. A lot of people didn't they? They fell for that.
He also loved Zach Wilson over Lawrence and compared Zach Wilson to Mahomes.
Oh, that's
not
right.
Just the only
that's
one.
Right. Oh, boy. I have the Buccaneers on the list.
Oh, yeah.
They should
Baker Mayfield and Trask?
They should 100% be on the phone.
Yeah.
I put the Falcons as well, naturally. That ship has sailed the way it looks.
Yeah.
But also the other team, I'll add them. I don't think it's going to happen, but I don't think it's totally far-fetched to put them on the list. The 49ers. So we're down to, if you play this out realistically, and you take away the three teams at the top of the draft, we have seven teams for Lamar Jackson. That would make some sense. I'm not putting teams like the Packers on the list. Not going to happen. They're going to go Jordan Love. You get it. You can understand the game that we're playing here. I think the Commanders would be absolutely number one with a bullet.
Uh-huh.
And they should already be talking to the guy. I do feel like before the Panthers made this move, I had the Panthers very high on that list. The Falcons should be in theory, but they're not. And I don't think the 49ers will because I just, but.
If they picked up the option, but it should have been Miami. Yeah. Near the top of the list, too.
Yeah.
They picked up the option on Tua.
Could have been the case.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and if I'm the Buccaneers, I know they brought in Mayfield, like you said. In that division, you can still be pretty decent if you keep it together or do your best job of keeping this thing together. Lamar Jackson goes there, you're the best team in that division. Well, you're right. You're right there with the Saints because Lamar Jackson is much better than Derek Carr. So I think the Buccaneers would be high up on the list as well, but man, these teams are just so reluctant to get involved.
Well, we'll see now that word's out that I don't... Let's talk.
This could be a total game changer.
Yeah. You have a guy on his behalf making phone calls. Well,
also, Lamar, get an agent.
Yeah.
Have somebody help you out there. VSiN sports betting analyst Josh Applebaum will join the program covered up next. We'll get into these Sweet 16 matchups, some of the line moves and bets that he likes early here on a Wednesday morning coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
BetRivers Online Sportsbook, the place to be, can win up to $10,000 in bonus money by playing their squares. Place a qualifying bet, get a square on the house. If your numbers match the final score, you win. Restrictions on wagers, bonuses, and credit use. Full terms and conditions available, BetRiversSquares.com.
Talk some college basketball here as VSiN sports betting analyst Josh Applebaum joins the program now. His two podcasts are called Market Insights and Morning Bets. You can get them wherever you get your podcast. Josh, good morning. As we have, we'll get into some NIT games that you'll like for tonight. But first, let's begin with tomorrow's action in the Sweet 16 with a couple of these games. Your thoughts overall on where we stand this morning in the market with these games. Michigan State up to 2. It looked like that could actually touch 2.5 at some point. It did not. That game, UCLA up to 2 as well. There's a 2.5 out there. And then your thoughts on Arkansas and Connecticut as well.
Yeah, Mitch and Paulie, it's great to be with you. Good morning. So yeah, a couple quick hitters here. Obviously, I think one thing to keep in mind is that, you know, the public is really going to have their say pretty much starting today, but really into tomorrow. It's almost like an NFL week where we've been having to wait a few days for the March Madness to come around. So keep an eye on percentages and line movement for game day. It's almost like, you know, an NFL week where a lot of public bets come in on Saturday, Sunday. We're going to start to see quite a bit of action starting today and into tomorrow. But it looks like so far, guys, pros have had their say in a few of these games. So you mentioned it here, Mitch. One that really intrigues me here is Michigan State playing Kansas State. What's really notable to me here is that the line's going to Michigan State. Now, why is that notable and important? Because Michigan State is the contrarian play, and they're the worst-seeded team. So Michigan State is the 7. You have Kansas State as your 3-seed. Why on earth is this line moving toward Michigan State if K-State has had the better record and the better seeding? So that's notable to me. If you look at our VSiN bet splits and how this line has moved, this game actually opened at around a pick'em. I even saw one book that was K-State, a very short -1 favorite. And immediately, as soon as this line dropped, and it's notable to me when a line first opens, where's the initial move? Yes, there can be head fakes from pro bettors, but sometimes that initial move ends up being kind of their respected play from the start. And it was all Michigan State money. A pick 'em, a plus one. They flipped to minus one. They went dog to favorite here. They got up to 1.5. Now you're up to 2. Some books are even now to 2.5 here, guys. And this is notable because the public is all over K-State, getting 65% of bets. Extremely heavily bet game here. These are all one-off games. You don't really have to battle with other games on different channels here. So public's K-State. Line's going to Michigan State. I'm looking towards Sparty here, guys, as a fade the trendy dog on the money line. Tom Izzo's experience, of course, in March Madness. Also keep an eye on the under here. Open 139.5. You're down to 137.5. It's been really notable here, unders. There was some regression on Sunday. Overs went 6-2. But overall, unders are 35-17, 67% in March Madness. So lean under, but I'm fading the trendy dog going Michigan State. Arkansas, guys, some smart money here to the dog. They open plus 4. They're down to 3.5. Public's on UConn, yet this line is going to Arkansas. Experience, obviously, of Musselman going to 2 straight Elite Eights. Also, this is one kind of sneaky overplay. It opened around 139. Typically, we see a lot of under money in these neutral sites. A lot of pressure, of course. But we've actually seen this total rise up close to 140. Only 59% of bets, but 76% of money is on that over. And, of course, UConn, very high-scoring team. Then last one, UCLA. Very notable to me here that the public is split. They don't know what to do. This is the most undecided game of the Sweet 16 games. 50-50 bet split right down the middle. How do you not take the Zags getting points? Also, how do you not take UCLA laying such a short number? But what we've seen is that even though this bet split is even 50-50, the line's going to UCLA. Open around UCLA, very short, minus 1, 1.5 favorite, now up to minus 2. KenPom does have UCLA winning this game by 3 points. And they have a really good bet split too. Only half the tickets, but almost 70% of the money is on UCLA here. So I'm looking toward money lining UCLA. Anytime it's 50-50, theoretically a line shouldn't move at all. Ticket split here, but the line's going to UCLA. Bigger money on the Bruins here. I'm looking toward UCLA on the money line.
Okay, so then let's hit a couple of games that we have tonight in the NIT. They're both in the same neighborhood here as a pick 'em, but let's start with UAB and Vanderbilt. Paulie had this in Win Some, Lose Some. UAB's Conference USA, they are 10-0, a perfect 10-0 in the postseason so far. Good for them. Vandy also having a nice run here late in the season. They opened up a 2-point favorite. This game's down to pick. What do you make of this matchup?
Yeah, really fascinating here, Mitch, because both games tonight we're going to talk about are both pick 'em. So no matter who you like on both these games, pay attention to the pick 'em price here versus the money line price. You might be able to save a little bit of juice depending on which bet type that you take. But I'm looking toward UAB, guys. This is very notable to me for a few reasons. Number one, you mentioned it, Paulie. Vanderbilt open as a very short favorite, minus 2 across the board. We've now seen Vandy and UAB get down to a pick 'em. And that's notable because public is on Vandy. Vanderbilt obviously is a bigger name school. Even though UAB had a really good season, they actually lost to Florida Atlantic in their conference championship game here. And now look at FAU. They're in the Sweet 16. So kind of tells you, and we were talking before the show, UAB was actually favored against FAU in that championship game. So some revenge angle here, but also kind of a strength of schedule. A team you lost to is now deep in the tournament. What's notable is that you're getting the public all over Vandy here, you know, SEC school, bigger name school. There's kind of that bias against UAB as kind of a smaller school here, but you're getting around 65% of bets on Vandy, yet this line's fallen down to a pick 'em. So line is going toward UAB here. KenPom does have UAB losing by 1 point, but he does have UAB ranked much higher and power rated much higher. 49 in the country versus 80 for Vandy. And a lot of the stat categories really favor UAB. The defenses are about the same, but much better offense, 81 points a game versus 71. They have the better field goal shooting, better rebounding, better three-point, better free throw, more steals per game. So a lot of these stats really do favor UAB here. And they're also led by Jordan Walker. If you haven't watched this kid play, awesome. He's been great, averaging 23 points a game. Yeah, I'm putting my faith behind Walker tonight, guys. We've also seen no move to the over. It's like 153. Both teams are pretty good over teams on the year. But I'm going with UAB in this spot. I like the fact that Public's Vandy, line's going to UAB, and I think they have something to prove after losing to FAU in that championship game.
Well, so does Utah Valley, and how they blew that WAC tournament is baffling to blow a 20-point lead in the second half. But this got to be the biggest game in the history of the program. The chance to go to the NIT semis at home against Cincy, pick them, and they won at Colorado, and they won at New Mexico already.
Yeah, you're totally right, Paulie. It's been unbelievable here as a dog. They're just winning these NIT games outright. I think the market maybe isn't giving them the respect they deserve, or maybe it's just a good spot here. Motivational angle, the fact that, again, they blew it in their conference championship. Now you get a chance to right the ship here and hopefully win the NIT. Big game at home. Also comment here on these NIT games, guys. They're true home teams. There's no neutral sites here. So this will be at Utah Valley's home court here. But very similar to how we kind of saw that line open, Vandy go to UAB. Kind of similar here. Cincinnati open as a short favorite at some shops. I saw Cincinnati around a -1, 1.5. Even I saw kind of a straggler out there, a -2. And the immediate move is now down to Utah Valley. And again, you have the name recognition of Cincinnati, kind of a bigger name school. They're used to the March Madness dance here. And yet Utah Valley, little old Utah Valley, there's kind of a public bias against them, not really believing in them here. But again, what have they done so far? They're running through this tournament, winning every game outright as a dog. What I like is the fact that this line is going toward Utah State. Open as a short dog. Now you're down to a pick 'em. This is the really good contrarian spot, too, because you're getting almost 80% of bets on Cincinnati, bigger name school. Yet, despite Cincy being a big public play, why is the line going away from them? This looks like a really sharp RLM play here in favor of Utah Valley. Also, really good bet split here, only around 20% of bets, but almost 60% of the money is on Utah Valley. They're better in a bunch of different stat categories, shooting, rebounding, free throws. KenPom also has Utah Valley winning this game by 2 points, and he's got them ranked a little bit higher as well. So I'm going Utah Valley in this spot, guys. I think that's, you mentioned it, Paulie, it's going to be the biggest game in program history. That place is going to be rocking. Also keep an eye on the under here. A lot of under money came in. It opened 151. You're down to 148.5. Both these teams are pretty good rated in terms of their defensive efficiency, and Cincinnati has gone 4 straight unders here. So lean to the under, but I'm going to go Utah Valley and see if they can get it done tonight.
Very good. You can follow Josh on Twitter. He is at Josh_insights. Thanks for the time today, pal. Good luck tonight and this weekend.
I appreciate it, guys. Have a great day.
There you go. And Josh writes up daily sharp reports as well at the website, which is vsin.com, vsin. .com. So a couple of good games tonight that we have in the NIT. We had two good games last night. Again, one went to overtime. And I know that big line move in the Wisconsin-Oregon game because of what you said. But I think people knew that. First of all, they were going to be without Will Richardson, Oregon. And then that the other two kids were potentially going to be out as well. Once they were ruled out, that went from like Oregon 5 all the way down to 1. And then Wisconsin got out to an early lead. And then I wasn't watching the game because I was so focused on the baseball game, but I was watching it online. The next thing I know, it's Oregon 45-38. I'm like, okay, well, that was fun. And people are going to lose that bet. And then Wisconsin's going to bow out. And they come back and they win it on the road.
It's a good game out here next week. North Texas against Wisconsin. We'll get a good game.
It's solid.
With whoever wins these two games tonight.
Oh, yeah.
How good is this league? And to think UAB was favored in the championship game against Florida Atlantic. Did you see the sign behind the announcers? Cheese curds are overrated.
That's an A-plus trolling job by that fan.
Yeah.
Because there's no way that that's possible.
No, God, no.
No. You can't have that. There's something wrong with your taste buds if you think cheese curds are overrated.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's nothing like a couple of beers. You get some, people like to dip them in the ranch. I don't like ranch, but I'll dip them in ketchup.
Real? Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Will you?
And then,
interesting.
I like spicy stuff as well. So the places that make jalapeno cheese curds, oh, now we're talking.
Yeah.
They're delightful. Problem is they're a heart attack waiting to happen. It's like Chris Farley on the SNL skit.
Right. Hey, another heart attack, Ted.
Yeah.
Probably that's a baker's dozen for
this
me,
time
Ted.
It's cheese curds. So, yeah. we'll look at the best and worst ATMs in the NBA and ROI in the NHL. We have several current streaks involving teams scoring a goal in the first 10 minutes. Details next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name.
That's my game.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with our betting guide. Available now, team previews, best bets, futures, Steve Mackinnon, power ratings on every team. Adam Burke breaks down how the new rules will impact bettors. Sign up today, get full access to VSiN for 30 days, only $19, VSiN.com/subscribe. All right, here we go. Top, bottom, ROI, NBA and NHL. We start in hockey. What new? Bruins win again. They're up to about $100 every game on Boston. You're up to almost 16 units. They get the win last night. New Jersey, tough loss. They're 944 on the year. Arizona, or Seattle, number three, plus 921. Then Montreal and Arizona. Rounds out the top five. Worst ROI in hockey. And Calgary's been a monster disappointment. They're number two. Did I see that right? 23 one-goal losses? You got to be kidding me.
I didn't see
How
it.
How can that be?
It sounds about right.
I think that's what I read. San Jose's down 24 units. The Flames are down 18 units on the season. They could rip off like a 9-1, 8-2 run here to close with the schedule, but it's just been a debacle for Calgary this year. Pittsburgh all of a sudden can't win. They're number three at the bottom, down 13 units. I mean, missed the playoffs.
Uh-huh.
Panthers a major disappointment as well. Likewise with the Capitals. How about totals? Let's start with overs on the season. Edmonton, 46-21-4 to the over. St. Louis, 40-25-5. Buffalo, 41-27-2. Vancouver, 40-28-4. You also have San Jose on that list as well, 41-28-2. Unders? On the year, not much time left. About 10 games left, too, in hockey. Jets, 48-22-4 to the under. Colorado, 41-26-2. The Wild, 40-29-2. Dallas and Carolina rounded out. It's a shame this has been going on during the March Madness and the craziness of college basketball. Oh, my God, we've had some runs here with goal in the first 10 in hockey.
Yeah, let me point this out, by the way, about the Oilers, the best team to the over.
Right.
So when you go back, their numbers are either going to be 6.5 or 7. The last four games where the total closed at 7, the final scores, 5-4, 6-4, 6-3, 7-4. There was a 3-2 game before then, a 5-2 for a push, but then a 6-5 and a 7-2. So even when they're putting them at 7, lately, those games are still going over a majority of the time. It's just this run that they're on, and the combined goals in their games are just, it's to their, there was a, I think when we first started this show, I think it was the Flyers who were on that crazy run. And I think our buddy, Indy Jeff Seeley, was listening at the time. He's like, yeah, I heard you guys talking about the Flyers going over. He bought like a new car.
Islanders.
Was it the Islanders going over?
It was Islanders that year.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So that the Oilers are now that team,
right,
and correct. They have been that team.
Now, here are the incredible streaks. Goal in the first 10. Vancouver. We know about Vancouver on the road. It's 31-4 on the season. That's on road games, goal in the first 10. 10 in a row for Vegas, goal in the first 10 on the road. That's on the road. And thanks to Ian Duncan, who does this, at Ian Dunks on Twitter. Home, 19-1, Colorado. 19-1 and 14 in a row overall for Colorado, goal in the first 10. They're $1.60 tonight at home against Pittsburgh. San Jose, 21-4 run, goal in the first 10 at home. Anaheim, 19-2. Edmonton, 28-8. Tampa Bay, 27-8. And Arizona, 8 in a row at home. Overall, Arizona, 10 in a row, goal in the first 10. Also overall, Tampa, 14-2 run. Vegas, 25-9. San Jose, 37-13. Colorado, the run they're on, as I mentioned. Edmonton, 17-3. Goal in the first 10.
Yeah.
That is $2. And they're the other game tonight.
Well, okay, so we only have two games, like you said. And I'll break it down a little bit further again. Thanks to our buddies Chris Otto and Ian Duncan for sending this over. On that specific bet, goal in the first 10 for the two games, the four teams in action tonight have gone 37-3 to the yes over their past 10 games combined.
Oh, God.
37-3.
Yeah, that's, yeah,
when you look at each team's last 10 games.
Yeah, perfect storm. It's Arizona in Edmonton tonight.
Uh-huh.
And then Pittsburgh at Colorado, and Colorado 19-1 at home. That's $1.60 at Bet Rivers, and Edmonton's $2 at,
yeah,
Bet Rivers.
I bet over a goal and a half in the Colorado game. I laid -140 today for the
first period.
Yeah, over 1.5 goals first,
yes,
period.
Okay,
Penguins and the Abs.
You are not out of this. This Pacific Division is something. Vegas is hot. The Kings are hot, but Edmonton's schedule is very easy the rest of the way. Vegas got some tough games.
I saw that yesterday.
It's a good sweat.
So I have the Oilers at 10-1. To win this division. The numbers really changed again yesterday because they were drifting out big time. But as of this morning, the Knights -105, Kings +220, Oilers +350 at DraftKings. Yeah. The Golden Knights won't lose.
Yeah. Well, then the ambush by Calgary.
Yeah.
We're talking to Mike Palm tomorrow. I hope he had Vegas Sunday. They played the Mickey Mantles at home in a day game.
They did.
The Mickey Mantles are Columbus. Every time Columbus comes to town, they get just annihilated.
Yeah, and it was the worst kept secret.
Correct.
What their plans were.
Correct. All right, NBA, baby.
Okay. So here we go with the best and worst teams, ATS, in the association. Paulie, this team is the 7th seed in the West. They Shea again last night had 31 points.
Fontoble cooking with Crisco, 10-1 he gave out. Not that long ago to be in a play-in. I mean, they are definitely live. They're going to do this.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you that Shea's not out of it for the most. I'll repeat what I said yesterday.
True.
He's not out of it for most improved player.
Changed my mind, especially if Markkanen misses time.
Okay.
Yep.
So they're 17 games above .500 ATS this year. The Bucks are number 2 on the list at 39-27-5. The Sixers are third up, followed by Utah, the Knicks, and the Kings. Those are your best teams in the league against the spread. When you flip it and go the other way and look at the worst teams in the NBA against the spread, the Heat at the very bottom, 26-44-3.
Peekaboo, half a game behind Brooklyn. We got the Nets 4-1 to miss the playoffs. The Nets could be in the play-in round. Going to be tough.
I would keep this in mind when the playoffs come around, though, with the Heat. We've asked the question all year long, are we concerned about the Warriors on the road and in the playoffs? Of course you have to be.
Yeah.
The Heat are not a very good basketball team, though. If they surpass the Nets, okay, they will, but they're going to get... They have first-round exit written all over them. Mavericks are 27-42-3.
Yeah, there's another one. Can't defend.
JVT yesterday saying, plus money on this team to miss the playoffs? Okay, I'll take that. Spurs are 12 games below .500. They're followed by the Rockets, the Pistons, and the Hawks. And then when you go with totals in the NBA, you got to get right back on the Thunder. They are the best team games to go over the total on the season through 72 games. They're 42-30 over. That's 58.3%. Games going over on average by 3.2 points per game. The Jazz makes sense because they were playing in a ton of high-scoring games early on before the market had been corrected on their totals. 40-29-2. the Warriors, Spurs, Raptors, and Sixers are your best teams behind the Thunder and Jazz over the total. Teams to the under on the season. Bulls number one. 57.8% of their games have gone under their 41-30. The Hornets are 9 games over 500, followed by the Clippers, the Grizzlies, the Nets, and the Heat. There you go. Best and worst ATS in the NBA. Best and worst with the over-unders as well. I watched the video again from Paul George.
Yeah.
And as you said earlier in this hour, he was carted out of the arena. It does not look pretty. And I do not recommend people... It's not like a Willis McGahee injury, but it's not pretty with the knee.
They are the five, but they're only 2 games up on Utah, who's the 10. And then they're only a game and a half up on OKC, and that then you're in the play-in round, which and it's for good luck. They also OKC plays the Clippers again Thursday, and if he's out the rest of the year or he misses a week, I don't know. Speculating, but they go OKC, New Orleans, Chicago, Memphis, New Orleans, Lakers, Portland, Phoenix. They have one gimme on that schedule.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Well, I think
they are cursed organization.
I think people at ESPN will be weeping if the Lakers don't make the playoffs.
Yeah.
They cannot.
No Lakers, no Clippers, or yeah.
The amount of coverage that they give the Lakers is just startling.
Well, you got to get Lakers in. They got to get LeBron to come back, too.
Yeah. We got to get him in.
Yes.
We do. Like, they have to make the playoffs somehow. Give us Nuggets Lakers as the 1-8. Sign me up for that. And,
fingers. Or Memphis Lakers. I don't care. 2-7,
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, fingers across at LeBron.
Sacramento Lakers. Yep.
That'd be awesome, too. Up next, Indy Jeff Seeley's going to join the program coming up. We'll break down the tournament this week, the Dell match play. It's March Madness on the golf course. So, who does he like? Matchups, outrights. We'll find out his best bets coming up here next on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.